realms of Senate.
While we wait, is there anything anybody wants to do in town before they leave in Elkwood? Because you guys are going to be marching east for quite some time, actually. It'd probably be a good time to, you know, stock up.
Sure, where can I buy equipment?
There's plenty of... What specifically would you be looking for, or just in general?
I have no idea.
I wouldn't say it's a metropolis, but it's got 100,000 people living in one place, which is a large amount for a medieval town, right? Is that Mord? That's Mord.
I'm not quite to my computer yet. I'm on mobile, so I can't do any rolls, but I'll listen in.
Okay. Yeah, I was just asking if anybody wanted to do any shopping before they left Elkwood on the road.
I'm good.
You're good?
I don't really know. I don't know either.
Fair enough. So you will be traveling with at least like a company of guardsmen and soldiers. I think there's going to be some cavalry with you guys, actually.
Can we finagle some potions out of the royal stores before we go?
Yeah.
For free?
Yeah. You guys live in a palace. Go grab some potions.
What do they have?
A potion of healing would be available, right?
Are we on a board still?
No, I haven't opened up a map yet.
Okay.
I could probably put that link in there. All right, there we go. So yeah, you guys can definitely bring some standard healing potions. Probably, I would guess at like two each. That's what they would have available. Also, there's like I said, soldiers and stuff are going to bring a lot of supplies themselves, you know, food and rations, I guess, horses, wagons. So it's not like you guys will be caught with nothing as you march east.
Can I still take the free rations, though? It doesn't hurt to have more than enough.
Yeah. So you're going to just start swiping some food?
Yeah.
Fair enough. No one has a problem with that. All right, so you guys are stocking up in Elkwood, getting ready to go. Villagers are, you know, are wishing you luck, coming to watch soldiers leave the city. And it takes about a week before you start arriving on the edge of Arafort, the most eastern region of the kingdom. And you're starting to get to a more forested area, to a bridge that the soldiers decide to make camp at. They'll be crossing it in the morning, but they take the night to rest. I put people on the map here, which I did just link, or board. I gotta make a token, hold on. I'm sorry. So there's a couple soldiers that are setting up tents for you guys. You guys are being allowed to camp a little to the south of them in your own area near the officers. And actually, the Earl Marshal, Harry Fox, would be with you. There are refugees crossing the bridge. And you guys can, even as twilight's coming and dusk, I should say, you can still hear refugees crossing. But so far, you guys haven't seen anything too crazy. However, Erevan, can you roll me a D100 real quick, please?
Hold on. I have to grab my dice because I shoved them to the other side of my desk. On the D100, 95.
As you're standing here and the soldiers are finishing setting up your tent, you notice that the tent starts to glow a bit, but the soldiers don't seem to notice, and they just move on to the next tent. You hear some whimpering from inside the tent.
I suppose I will go and investigate what this is.
You're like just going to peek inside the tent, open up the flap, and see what's going on in there?
Yep.
All right, well, when you look into the tent, you see that there's a, looks like a sick bed set up on the floor, and you see a dryad laying on it, and two fairies seem to be tending to her, bringing her different herbs and drinks and medicines and giving them to her.
So what's a dryad?
Roll an arcane knowledge.
Making a master of arcane roll arcane knowledge. Wow. 16.
So a dryad, from what you've read anyway, is just a tree fae, a tree fairy. Sorry, are you muted? Wait, can anybody hear him, or is it just me that can't hear him?
I can't hear him.
I can't hear him either.
Still nothing.
How about now?
Yep.
My headphone cord apparently got like slightly unplugged, so I just had to push it all the way in.
Gotta be careful how hard you roll your dice then.
It's very short. I think my built-in microphone is not the best quality, so I've started using the cord that has the microphone in the cord, but it's shorter than my main cord.
All right, fair enough. You know dryads to be pretty protective of certain trees, tend to be druidic.
This dryad is wounded and people are tending to it.
A couple fairies that are tending to her real quick. But when you look into the tent, it's very bright in here. And it looks like the fairies are like growing their herbs as quickly as they can, casting different magics and quickly putting them into pots and crushing them up and giving to this dryad the different medicines they're making. They don't seem to notice you as you're peeking in, though.
All right, I suppose I'll be on my way then. I'll just exit the tent. Obviously, there's nothing here that really concerns me.
This was supposed to be your tent.
Why is this dryad in my tent? This is my tent. Get out of here.
One of the soldiers sees you close the tent and look concerned and walks up and says, "Is everything okay, sir?"
Do you see what's going on in there? Is there anything out of the ordinary about this tent?
The soldier looks into there and then looks back at you and says, "No."
All right, then.
It looks fine to me, sir.
Carry on.
All right.
It's very strange.
Should we question them?
I think I'll just go inside.
Okay, yeah. So you walk into the tent. They still don't seem to notice you. However, as you move around in the tent to find a spot to, sit down or something, you do notice that the fairies are, like, moving around you now. Like, they know you're there and that they can't just walk through you. But otherwise, they just continue to ignore you. As for the dryad that's laying on the sick bed, you can see, now that you're a bit closer, on her arm appears to be what looks like a wound, more like a burn, I guess. But it's a very strange one, and it's covered with different kind of warts. Looks more like a disease on her.
Oh, that doesn't look pretty.
Is it contagious?
As you're observing the fairies work on this dryad, they seem to avoid touching it directly. So the fairies seem to believe it is, just from observing how they're applying different herbs to it.
Is this just Erevan's tent?
Yeah, it's just Erevan's tent. Your tent's being set up right now.
Sweet.
Go ahead and roll me a D100, Morin, if you're at your computer anyway.
I'm back. 100. I can't believe I rolled 100.
Oh, Jesus, of all the things to roll 100 on.
But it's 100. It's in the chat, you can see.
The soldier finishes setting up your tent and starts moving to set up the next one, but motions to you that, here you go, with his hand out.
Thank you. I give him a salute or whatever expected.
You look into your tent. You notice that there's all kinds of swords sticking out of the ground. They were put into the ground.
Okay.
By a quick count, you would guess there's about 30 of them in here.
I'll kind of look out in the flap towards the sword. You left something.
Again, the soldier comes and looks in there, looks at you strangely, looks back at Diamond and... what's your character's name?
Alita.
Alita, yeah. He looks back at everybody and he says, What do you mean, sir? I don't see anything in here. I haven't brought you to your bed.
No. Maybe that jerk you ate on the way here was bad. Carry on. I want to ask the others if they see the swords.
How are they going to fit your bed in there with all those swords?
See, I'm not crazy. Did you eat the jerky?
I had a few pieces.
No, well, okay. I'm going to ritual cast tech magic. Take me 10 minutes.
Okay. As you start casting your spell, the soldier stops and looking at, overhears your conversation with Alita and says, "Should I set up your tent as well, ma'am?"
Maybe a little farther away.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Same for you, Diamond.
Sure.
The soldiers go to start setting up the tent further down the river here. You hear a bunch of bowls crashing inside of Erevan's tent and a fairy swearing.
Leave the fairies alone.
Alita, go ahead and roll me a D100 as the soldiers finish setting up your tent.
90.
High rolls. As with Erevan's tent, once this tent is finished being set up, there's like a glow coming from inside of the tent. The soldier, of course, asks, "Is everything okay with this tent or should I move it further down the river?"
I guess it's okay where it is.
You don't sound so sure.
Let me peek in and see.
You see a woman sitting on a log. She's wearing like a hood has a long cloak behind her. Nothing strange about her other than she was not here when the tent was set up. Is it okay or down the river a bit?
I'm going to ask the others if they see this woman in there.
I come over and
give me 9 minutes.
Peek in and I see it too.
You all see it. Anyone who looks in there would see the same thing. Except for the soldiers, apparently.
So can I, like...
As a soldier...
Go talk to...
Can you what?
I mean, should I go talk to her first? Or is this just a get rid of that tent and make a new one sort of thing?
This tent's defective. I demand another one.
When you look back into the tent, the woman raises a sign. It says, this is a place where questions are answered.
Okay.
And then she holds up another sign. Or no, she doesn't hold up another one. She just turns it around. It says, the more obscure or dangerous information, the higher the price.
Dun, dun, dun.
Might not even want to ask her what she's doing in the tent.
I imagine this is just like a video where people like video themselves and they have a bunch of signs and they just drop one and it's like telling a story on poster board.
Yeah, that's sure. That's exactly how it seems.
Tell the soldiers it's carolers.
Deck the tent with weird ass women.
Yeah, yeah.
Anybody get the reference? La 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 la. I don't know, what's that movie called? Love Actually?
I haven't seen that.
Oh, I've seen that. I know what she's talking about.
Gonna have to go on her watch list.
You just start doing that. Your list is getting too big.
Yeah, I know. And Tremors and Love Actually.
And Ice Pirates.
Diamond, roll me a D100 as the soldiers start setting up your tent. Which, of course, they ask, should we put it further down the river or around your friends okay?
Let's leave it here.
60. Around here is fine.
Okay.
Oh, I got a 72. Oh, was I supposed to roll or was Diamond supposed to roll?
Diamond.
Okay, never mind.
When you peek into it, you find a strange-looking tree in the middle of it. It looks like a full-grown tree with a huge trunk, but it's no taller than the height of your tent. Written on the trunk is a name, and on every branch is another name.
Oh. Can I get a closer look at the names on the tree?
So the name on the trunk you read to be Alilian Burin. Alilian. If you want to give me a history check, you might be able to recognize it.
Yeah, I don't think I know anything. I got an 8.
You do recognize the name to be a fey name, but you're not certain the importance of it. This tree looks like a literal family tree.
Hey, guys, do you recognize any of the names on this tree?
Is my spell complete?
It's just now finishing.
Okay. Then I go over there, still concentrating on my spell. I detect any magic within 30 feet, and then I'll look at the tree, see if I recognize any names.
Also a history check.
I only got a 9.
A name of fey origin.
That's what I say. It's a name of fey origin. So while I'm looking at this tree, do I get any magic vibes?
There's definitely magical vibes to this tree as you look at it.
Is there like a school involved?
This is an illusion of some sort.
Okay. And the same with the swords in my tent?
The swords, however, are not. They're conjuration. And you believe that you may actually pick from one of the swords and draw them from the ground.
Okay. I think I saw a movie about this. It had Indiana Jones in it. I'm going to look for the shittiest sword and pull it out. Because if you take the pretty one, you die.
You definitely feel that it's not coming out. And with your magic detection, you also discern some divination magic. And you get the impression that you're supposed to say something before you draw the blade. I'm not going to make you roll Arcana to figure this out. You have to declare the reason why you want this blade.
I want to sleep. I'm just kidding. So I'm going to check out the other two tents as well and see what kind of vibe I'm getting from them. And then maybe I'll ask the group to help me solve this puzzle.
The other tent was Erevan's, I think.
And with that lady in Alita's tent.
I have healing hands. Are we interested in trying that on the dryad?
Yeah, you can go in there and try that on there. Mard, when you go in to check the different magics, the only magics you can discern are illusion magics, but they're not illusions. You think they're like a form of invisibility.
Okay.
They seem to have cast some sort of magic upon themselves to be hidden generally.
All right, so sidebar, and I'm kind of trying to gather the team offside and discuss what's happening.
Oh, as for Alita's lady with the signs, she seems to also be physically present in her tent.
So does everybody follow me out to my little meeting?
Sure.
Yes.
Sure, why not?
All right. So I got swords in my tent, and you've got dryads in yours, a tree in yours, and a creepy lady that wants your soul. It's weird.
Sounds like we all have the perfect company for tonight.
Like, you like sleeping in hospitals?
Though, Morid, when they said have a sword by your bed, I don't think this is what they meant.
Yeah, I don't think so either, but their conjuration, they're there. Just like your people, the dryad and the fairies are there, hidden by some sort of invisibility. Your creepy lady with the postcard, the posters, and the message she wants to say, she's real. That tree is illusion though, right?
Yeah, the tree is an illusion.
So the tree is an actual illusion. I don't know if that helps us any. Should we try to solve the puzzle? Are these puzzles? What do you guys think?
We could go ask the lady if it's a puzzle, but what might it cost us?
Right? Let's figure it out. I'll go up to the lady and I'll say, what's it going to cost me to get some answers about these tents?
What if we try talking to the fairies and dryad first? They might not have a cost. And if I go try and heal the dryad, maybe they'll be more willing to answer our question.
Oh, that's probably a better idea. I like my soul. You okay with that, Erevan?
Sure. I can help you all with healing words.
Oh, you got healing word?
Yeah.
You don't have to touch him for that.
Okay, that sounds better.
I have cure wounds, but I have to touch him.
I guess I go to Erevan's tent and I cast healing words on this dryad.
When you cast a spell on the dryad, she's a bit more conscious. Her eyes open up over the wound on her, and the disease doesn't seem to go away. One of the fairies sees this and goes up to the dryad and closes her eyes. She takes both of her fingers, or two fingers from each hand, closes her eyes and holds them shut.
So they're trying to make her go back to sleep?
Anyone who can speak Sylvan can hear, and I think that's Diamond. The dryad telling her to get her fingers out of her eyes. And a little slap fight starts between the fairy and the dryad.
Hey, what's going on? Why are you doing this?
The other fairy pulls out a rod and bops the dryad on the head, and the dryad disappears.
What the fuck?
Dick move.
What?
This fairy's a male, the second one. Floats up onto the bed and makes fists to put its hands on its hips. Looks like it's trying to be intimidating and stares at you guys and says, what do you think you're doing?
Trying to heal the forest.
I thought we had a common goal.
That was a dryad.
Yeah, listen here, Cosmo. Chill out.
Excuse me?
Why are you like little dryad foo-foo climbing through the forest, scooping up all the dryads and bopping them on the head? What you doing, man?
The fairy closes his eyes for a second and then opens it back up and says, how can I help you?
Well, you took over Erevan's tent, so...
We were here first.
Debatable. Chicken or the egg?
We appreciate you waking our patient. Now we're going to have to wait until they fall unconscious again to try to help them.
Why can't you help her while she's conscious?
Because she'll kill us.
Why?
Because I may have stolen some things from her.
Why would you steal from her?
They were very pretty flowers.
Couldn't find your own flowers?
I didn't know that it was her garden. I had no idea. It was a long time ago.
Okay, Cosmo, you can give the flowers back to the nice dryad.
I've already eaten them.
Is this your repentance, curing her disease?
Well, I thought it would be helpful. Be like, look, you're alive. Remember the flower thing? And they weren't exactly flowers. I guess they were like trees or something. You know how they are.
No.
No.
I'm just sitting here rolling my eyes.
What does Wanda have to say about all this? Isn't that the Fairly Odd Parents names?
I didn't even, yeah.
Wanda and Cosmo?
Yeah, I know. I got the reference. She's still growing different herbs and stuff and mixing things together. Looks like she's starting to work on different potions at this point instead of just skin ointments.
Have you found an actual cure for the plague in the forest?
We're just trying all the things we know. Oh, wait, you were talking to her? Yeah, she doesn't talk to anybody.
Why?
Why?
I don't know. She's never said.
Blink twice if he's holding you against your will.
No, she doesn't blink twice, but she does look in your direction.
Okay, then. You were here and then a tent appeared about around you?
Yeah, it was very strange.
Strange indeed. What do you know about swords and grounds?
Sorry? Swords and grounds?
Yeah, like, you know.
Oh, the Field of Honor.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Great heroes once fought here in this land. And when they were done with their swords, they put them in the ground. Yeah.
Okay.
And they said, anybody who needs this, say something. And then they left.
Ooh. Where is that in relation? Well, okay. I'm thinking I'm building the picture here. What about a lady with poster board?
You'd have to ask her.
I think it'll cost me to ask her.
Well, it depends.
I check my pockets, make sure he didn't steal anything from me for all the questions I'm asking him.
No, he doesn't seem to be stealing anything. What'd you say, Alita?
Any idea what her cost is?
It depends on who she is. Is it the Night Hag? Is it the Joe or Jory?
Is it Joe?
Maybe she just wants some gold. I don't know. I haven't seen her since the tent came.
You saw her before the tent?
Yeah.
Oh, is this place like a crossroads or something?
Well, as you may have heard, there's something of a disease going around.
Yeah, that's why we're here.
Things are a bit strange. I don't actually know where I'm at right now.
Do I know where I'm at?
Are you asking me that?
Yeah, like, no, I'm asking the DM that. Do I know where I'm at?
What'd you say, Diamond?
Where are you supposed to be?
I'm supposed to be somewhere near the forest.
Congratulations, that's where you are.
I'm doing pretty good then. As for your question more to the fairy, or not to the fairy. Yeah, you know where you're at. You're on the edge of Aerofort, like the region. Getting pretty close to the Fey Forest.
Cosmo, do you know a lot about the Fey Forest, like its inhabitants? Do you know people? Are you a social fairy? Do you meet a lot of people? Are you a mover, a shaker?
Well, I mean, I know like 10 people.
Right on. Well, there's a tree I'd like you to take a look at.
Okay.
Can you leave Wanda for a minute?
No, but we can come look at it.
All right, let's take him to the tree. No one objects.
Let's go to the tree.
Sure.
You lead him to the other tent. I think that was...
Diamond's tent?
Diamond's tent, yeah. And he looks into there and he says, oh, that's a Leland. That's his family tree.
Who's that?
Yep. Oh, he's an archfey. He's a pretty powerful guy from back in the day.
An archfey?
Yeah, he was like he had his own circle. I didn't personally know him. He's very old. Had his own circle he hung out with. He was like the lord of the fey court. Has his own palace. I think it's still in the forest somewhere. Yep. So this was very interesting. Thank you for showing me his family tree. I had no idea. That's like my cousin on that branch right there.
Nice. Twice removed on your mother's side?
Probably. However, I need to...
You know what's interesting about this place right here? Is that each tent kind of is a little bit of something, right? Field of Honor? Look in that tent. Bunch of swords. Look at that. Night Hag. I mean, it's crazy. Or Joe.
Yeah, I think that's Joe, actually.
Oh, that's good.
Is that good?
I don't know.
Oh, you'll be fine. Be prepared to pay.
Coins?
I had to bring her a tree. See that stump she's sitting on?
She turned your tree into a stump?
Well, it wasn't exactly my tree.
Nor were the other dryads piss at you.
You stole the tree from the dryad to give to the lady?
Allegedly. If you ask the dryad, that's what she would tell you.
What if we ask anybody else?
I can't speak for everybody else.
What about for yourself?
Oh, no, I didn't. She was sleeping, and it's fair game.
All right, well, thanks. You've been most helpful.
As have you. And then he takes a big bow.
I don't believe him.
He says, if you are truly here to help us, you may count me among your friends.
Then what is your real name?
I'm not comfortable telling you.
What should I call you?
You can call me Billet.
Let's call him Cosmo.
Billet.
Yeah, Cosmo.
Cosmo, that works as well.
You may call him, and I point to Erevan, Timmy Turner.
Best of luck in your adventures. And then he starts to fade. When the other fairy fades, she leaves behind a little vial on the ground.
Can I go pick up the vial?
And you pick it up and you look at it. It's marked as ogre spit.
Can I sniff it?
Yeah. It doesn't really smell good.
Is it magical?
It does seem to have some magical properties to it.
Well, it's magic, whatever it is. What do you think I should ask for when I pull a sword out of the ground? The power to cure disease?
That'd be nice. Worth a try.
What do you think, Timmy Turner?
That's what we're here for, right?
Okay. I go into the sword tent, my tent, and I say, I need a sword to help me cleanse the land of a great plague.
All right, roll me a strength check.
Oh, Jesus. No, it's not bad. 15.
Not bad. All right, as you start to pull at the sword, you feel it start to give from the ground. But as you keep pulling the sword, it begins to change, and it starts to look more and more like a rapier as you pull it out with various elvish markings.
Does anybody use a rapier in our party?
I'm not sure. I don't think so.
And then obviously it's magical, right?
Yeah, this is a very magical rapier.
I come to my tent and I'm like, look what I found. And I make a few pushes to the air with it.
What counts as a monk weapon?
Short swords and simple weapon.
What is a simple weapon?
Fist weapons, one-hand axes, one-hand maces, one-handed swords, polearms, and staff. There's a category for simple melee weapons. Yeah, simple melee weapons, club, dagger, great club, hand axe, javelin, light hammer, mace, quarterstaff, sickle, and spear. So anybody can pick up like a mace and like club somebody over the head. Then martial weapons take some practice to use. A great sword or polearm, like a scimitar. Rapier is like the three musketeer weapon, right? But it's also finesse. You can use your dexterity instead of your strength to fight with it.
You get the impression that it's meant specifically for you.
This seems like a weapon for me. It's my own. Okay. Do we want to give something up to the lady?
Maybe she wants ogre spit.
Maybe. Let's go find out.
She's still sitting on her stump, I guess. She has not moved.
What seems to be the most important question we should ask her, Diamond?
How do we stop the disease that's going on in the forest?
Her stump looks nice.
Very comfortable stump. So the dryad's mad.
So the question was, how do we stop the plague?
How do we heal it? How do we stop it? Yeah.
She speaks at this point. A very strange voice, but to each of you, you hear it differently and in your own language, your first language. So for Morad, I would imagine that's Gnomish and Elvish for others.
I'm not sure if it would be Common or Elvish for Erevan because he's a half-elf. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, whichever one of your characters is more comfortable with is how you would hear her voice. She says that you must go to the wilds to stop the palace.
Palace?
Ruins of the palace must be rebuilt. You must stop the destruction of the palace.
This palace in the wilds.
So not the palace we know, it's one in the wild?
Diamond, are you from the Fae Forest?
Not exactly.
Do you know anything about a palace in the wilds?
I've never seen it.
She raises a poster. I can still answer questions.
Is it like the first taste is free kind of thing?
And then she holds up a picture of Amir.
What?
Their friend, what?
Did she eat Amir?
Wait, a picture of Amir?
I'm waiting for my friend.
She's saying that she wants a mirror for answering her question?
Now that's the impression you get, yes.
Anybody have a mirror on them? We could lead her over to the river and she could see her reflection in it.
Oh no, Amir is a guy, that an NPC guy. Like our traveling buddy.
Oh.
A-M-I-R.
Only that answer.
Mirror would have been easier.
Hands your mirror.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I should have been a bit more clear about that.
No, you can't have him. That's my friend. That's a person.
Maybe she just wants a new dress.
Hopefully she wants a dress, because I could definitely get Amir to do that.
Amir's a tailor.
I know. What size do you wear?
I might have one in my pack.
She holds up a poster with her measurements.
Let me copy this down for you. Any special color?
She holds up another poster that says anything other than this color. And she points at basically rags that she's wearing.
What's the color of her rags?
A mix of brown and brown patches. Looks like it used to be like a black color for the most part.
Take note, no brown or black.
Did Amir come with us?
Yeah, he's off somewhere.
I'm going to go check and see if I can find him. Make sure he's okay. You stay here with Dobby.
The soldiers notice your exit from the tent and they look at you curiously.
What's up?
One of them looks behind you and points just above the tent and says, "What is that?"
What is that?
Roll initiative.
Oh, shit. I rolled a 7.
19.
14.
Is this a 20 die?
Yep.
15.
So flying over the tent, Morin, and right over you and towards the soldiers. Let me make this a little bit bigger. Are two floating creatures with tentacles and a very strange mouth that looks like a squid.
Ugh.
One of them attacks the soldier and with two of its three tentacles clamps onto his head and then begins to attack the creature, or the soldier. And the other one also comes in towards the other soldier. Erevan, it's your turn. You're still in the tent. But you do hear the commotion outside.
First, I'm going to run back outside with my greatsword in hand. Would any of these creatures be within melee range? And could I hit them without hitting the soldiers?
You could, yes. And yes to the melee range as well.
So they're both doing the same thing to soldiers. They're both lashed down to their heads.
Yeah, but with two of their, I don't know, limbs or tentacles, whatever you want to call them.
I will try and strike the first one that I see, like the first one that's closest to me with my greatsword.
Okay.
17 to hit.
That is a hit.
11 damage.
Okay. Anything else on your turn?
It's probably my turn.
Okay. Alita.
Okay. Should I try and go finish that one off?
Yeah. You can follow Erevan out the tent and you see which one he attacks.
I think my character basically punches.
Yeah. Should be like unarmed strikes, right?
Yeah. So then I need to roll for, I forget what he said.
To attack, you need to roll with your attack bonus. I'm trying to find your...
Yeah, roll a 20-sided die. And then you should have an unarmed strike thing that says plus something, a number to hit. So you roll that 20 and add that number.
Oh, okay. So it looks like the unarmed strike has an attack bonus of 4.
Perfect.
So that brings me up to 15 with that.
That does hit. So then you can roll your damage, which should be like...
Yeah, it should say like 1D what? 1D6 or 1D4?
1D4 at the moment.
Okay, so I rolled a 10. Is it just 10 or is there something to that one?
Did you roll the little pyramid die?
Pyramid.
Yeah, it's like a pyramid. That's what it looks like.
Okay, so the pyramid just has 1, 2, 3, and 4?
Yep.
Okay, so it's a 3...
And then you should have like a thing next to your unarmed strike that says 1d4 plus something.
2.
There you go. So that whatever you rolled plus 2.
Okay, so my damage is 5?
Yep.
Okay.
And then as a monk, you can use your bonus action to attack again. That's the benefit of being a monk.
Okay, so 20 again?
Yep.
Okay, so 13 and then add on that 4... Right, so 17.
Yep, that's also a hit. So we can go ahead and roll your damage as well.
Okay, so that's 2 plus 2 for 4.
Okay. I think that should be your turn, right?
Yep.
Okay, Diamond?
So is the one they were attacking dead?
No.
Then I guess I will throw a magic stone at it.
All right.
15.
That's a hit.
8 plus 3.
Oh. Ooh. Is it 8 plus 3? That's pretty good. 11 damage, 31.
This thing cannot be looking very good.
Is that your turn, Diamond?
Yeah.
Okay, it's these things' turn. The second one that has not been attacked yet, it shoves its face into the face of the soldier.
Cornelius, no! I'm naming all your NPCs for you.
Yeah, I see this. Okay. All right, that soldier seems to be able to fight it off, puts his hands up on the creature and starts pulling it off from his face. That being said, you can see that it's gripping at his cheeks and around his mouth. He's being cut by this creature. The other one attacks the soldier and is going to hit it. The soldier starts screaming. This creature seems to have a pretty good hold on him, pulls the soldier with him up into the air.
Cool. Do I get to, is it out going out of my reach?
Yeah, if you want to make an opportunity attack.
Yeah, I have the rapier in my hand still.
Yeah.
I don't know what it does, but so just roll a straight d20 and then you just figure it out on your end or what?
Yeah.
The one that's flying, is this the one that Erevan was attacking?
Mm-hmm.
So Erevan could also make an opportunity attack?
Yeah.
I rolled a 17 on the die.
Yeah, that's going to hit. So roll a 1d6 and add your dexterity to it.
5.
As for Erevan's opportunity attack, 24 to hit and 13 damage.
Damn. All right, Alita, this creature's that you've punched and attacked is starting to move out of your threatened area. And because it's doing that, it's let down its defenses to a point where you find an opening and you can actually attack it right now, even though it's not your turn.
Okay.
So you can go ahead and roll the d20 with your attack bonus to see if you manage to land a hit on it.
23.
Yeah, that's a hit. And then roll your d4 with your damage bonus.
3.
3 total?
Yeah.
Okay. Morid, it's your turn.
So did that rapier seem to do more than I would expect from a weapon?
Oh, yeah, I didn't describe this. As soon as that rapier touched that creature, I don't know if I fully described this previously, but there's this black goo that's attacking the forest, right?
Hmm.
That's the rumor anyway. But that starts to pour out of this creature. All the other attacks didn't seem to make it bleed like that, but as soon as this rapier touches it, it starts to bleed.
Mm.
This tar-looking substance starts pouring out of it and starts to collect on the ground.
Oh, no. Did I infect the forest? Do I feel like I just spread this shit everywhere now because I duck whatever this is?
No, that's not your first impression from it.
Okay. So whatever this is, it's super effective. Well, I guess I'm just going to swipe at him again before he gets out of range.
Okay.
Oh, it was an 18, so it rolled over as a 2.
Oh, no.
Yep, that's a miss, probably.
Yeah, that's a miss.
That's my turn.
All right, Erevan, it will be your turn. This creature... Oh, wait, which one did you swing at, Morid? The one that was moving up still?
One that was leaving, yeah.
Okay. I don't think anybody made it stop, though, right? So it kept lifting up after the attacks? No one has Sentinel?
I don't.
I don't know what that is.
I do not.
Sentinel is a feat that you can take instead of getting a ability score improvement. And if you hit somebody with an attack of opportunity like we did, because they opened up their defenses, it makes them stop, can't move. There's a couple other things that benefit.
Yeah, Sentinel's pretty good. So this creature, how's it looking? Do I get the impression that it's trying to fly away because it's starting to get really damaged pretty badly?
It appears to you like it's flying away because it has a soldier in its mouth.
Is it still in melee range or no? I'm guessing because I...
No.
Well, I guess I would have done something different if it wasn't in...
Is it at a height that if the soldier were to fall, he would be able to fall safely?
Yeah, you don't think he'd take a lot of damage if he fell.
Eldritch Blast. And that is a 20 on the die.
Oof.
And... versus critical hits, I roll the damage die twice, but add the bonus times 1.
Yep.
16 damage.
Okay. Is that your turn?
Yeah.
Alita.
If that thing was out of my melee range, I would have done something different.
What would you have done?
I would have done my cannon and then shot it.
Would have done your cannon?
I'd have to spend a spell slot to do it, and then my bonus action would be to shoot it.
Yeah, if you want to do the cannon thing, that's fine. I mean, go back.
It's not a big deal.
No, go ahead.
Right, 13.
That's my fault anyway. 13? Okay. All right, Alita, it's your turn. There's only one that's still in your range, and it's the second one.
Okay, 23.
Yeah, that's a hit.
And 4.
4 damage to number 2. Okay. All right, you have another attack, I think, right? With your bonus attack.
Okay, this one's a 10. Does that work?
No. The 10 will miss. Diamond, it's your turn.
So how high is the one that's dragging off the soldier?
It's lifted about 15 feet off from the ground with the soldier. So the soldier's feet is about 5-6 feet off from the ground right now. It's still within your rock range if that's what you're asking for.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm going to hit him with the magic rock then. 12.
Miss. Is that your turn?
Yeah.
Okay. And the soldier needs to roll a con save. Oh, no. Yeah, it's still technically over here by Mord, just up in the sky. The soldier's feet start rising up into the air. His head disappears into the mouth of this creature, and it just starts consuming him.
Oh, is this Cornelius?
He's the one that set up your tent.
God damn it. He was only a couple days from retirement, too.
Yeah, he's not retiring.
He is, just not the way he planned.
This is not the retirement party I had planned for you.
As this creature is like consuming him and like slurping him up, black goo starts pouring down from around the soldier. And it looks significantly different than the tarish stuff that you managed to bleed from the creature. This stuff looks like stuff you don't want to be touching. Looks more acidic as it hits the ground.
Aw.
As you watch bubbles coming up from this tar, you see what looks like little tentacles coming out of it, like little tiny versions of this aberration that's floating near you, starting to form.
Can I stomp on it?
It's going to be Morad's turn. But yeah, you could do that when it comes up to you, I think. But yeah, this is all happening simultaneously.
Back.
You're back? Welcome back.
Yeah.
I'm going to slash at the one that's still on the ground, because there's one on the ground still, right?
Yep.
Okay. My action, I'm going to slash the one that's still on the ground. Roll a d20 here. That's a 14.
14's a miss.
Do I get any bonuses with that thing?
Oh, yeah, your dex, if you have dex on there.
So 2, so 16?
Yeah, that's a hint.
1 plus my dex is 3 damage.
Okay.
With my bonus action, I'm going to fire the cannon at the one in the air.
All right.
That's a 24.
Yeah, that's a hit.
And that's 16 damage.
All right, as your cannonball hits that creature, it explodes.
Oh, shit.
Into like a mist. Now, I'm going to assume that you are pointing the cannon away from yourself, so this kind of goes away from you.
Sure. Well, whose tent does it hit? That's the question.
That might be Erevan's tent.
Sorry.
You're cleaning that up, you know.
Yeah, it's your turn, Erevan, I think. Unless Mord has more to do.
No, I attacked with my action and used my bonus action to fire my cannon, and that would be it.
Okay. Erevan.
So, one creature exploded, the other's still alive, correct?
Yep.
The one that's still alive, I will use my bonus action to put my Hexblade's Curse on him, and then I attack with my greatsword and, of course, move up to him.
Did we lose a soldier?
I think Cornelius is dead.
Yeah, I mean, there's some legs on the ground if you want to collect them, I guess.
God damn it.
Yeah, but most of them's gone. He's turned into black tar.
Even though I just met Cornelius today, I feel like we would have been fast friends.
He was turned into fast food.
Oh, too soon. Too soon.
Xerophon swing?
Yeah, 23 to hit and...
Yeah.
15 damage.
15. Okay.
Yeah, great swords do a lot of damage, it turns out.
Is that with your hex in there?
Oh, actually, yeah, extra 2 damage. Forgot about that. That's the whole reason I put that on there. So, yeah, 17 damage then.
Okay. Alita.
18.
That's a hit.
5.
And you have a second attack, I think? Or was that both the... No, that wasn't both.
11.
That's a miss. All right, so where do you end your turn, though? Are you going to end it near the black goo and the little creatures that are forming out of it?
Wait, when did creatures start forming out of it?
Yeah. As it was eating the soldier, there was tar that came out from its mouth and flowed down from the soldier as he was being sucked up and landing on the ground and starting to bubble and turn into more of these creatures.
Maybe I'll take a few steps away.
Okay. All right, Diamonds, your turn. I think you made mention of wanting to stomp on them.
Will I, like, get hurt if I do that? I want to investigate it before I do anything.
You haven't seen these things previously. This is kind of a new form of this plague that you've seen. Now, you're not entirely certain what would happen. So go ahead and... How would you investigate this? A nature check? Maybe a survival check. Whichever one's better.
Survival's better. 25.
So you don't think this is large enough to consume you whole like the other one was, like the other two are. So it's not as dangerous to you, you would imagine.
So get the big guy first.
Cornwallis, hang on, buddy.
All right, well, I'm just going to throw a stone at him then.
Okay. How much?
5.
5's not enough. That being said, if you actually do want to go try stomping on this thing, so you do have movement. I'll let you go over there and just jump in the tar if you want.
I'm okay.
Oh, okay.
Just take a little swim.
I mean, you could borrow Cornelius's shoes first.
No.
Nobody needs these, right? Again, that creature, the large one, attempts to attack Cornelius too, but Cornelius manages to fight it off again.
It's Cornwallis.
Cornwallis, sorry.
Yeah, Cornelius was his brother. They grew up on the outskirts of Elkwood, very poor. And when they got into the Royal Guard, they finally thought they made it. Well, this thing just ate him.
That's a pretty sad story.
That's what I'm saying.
Two creatures come out of the tar and start zooming north, start floating north and seem to be trying to escape.
Are they within melee range?
I mean, I guess so, yeah, actually.
Well...
I think Alita specifically moved out of the...
20. Dirty 20.
Yeah, that's going to be a hit.
5.
5.
With the rapier.
With the rapier. Okay, yeah. One of them's down.
Fuck you.
Mord, it is your turn.
I want to kill that one that ran away.
Don't let him get away.
But I also want Cornwallis to live. So... I guess I'll attack. Let's try to save Cornwallis. So attack with the rapier for my action. It was a wasted action. That was a 8.
No, that's not enough.
Yep. I'm going to then shoot at it with my cannon as my bonus action. That is a natural 1. So double fail, and I will sit here and feel bad about myself instead of move. It's end of my turn.
All right, Erevan.
Big guy. Great sword to the face.
Do it.
20 total.
Yep.
12 damage.
Okay, is that with Hex?
+2. Keep forgetting about that. I put it on there just to get the extra damage. I forget about it every time.
All right. Is that your whole turn?
Yeah.
Olita.
Okay. How close is that big one to dying?
Now, you guys have just started fighting it. And if the first one was any indication, it's going to take a while to bring it down.
Do you guys think I should go after that little one?
You're fast, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm fast. I can also fly if I had to get over there.
Oh, you can.
Damn.
Yeah, I mean, you got the most attacks. As a monk, instead of doing that second attack, you can do 2 if you have, because you have like key points, right? So you have 3 of them. So you could do what they call flurry of blows. You do your normal attack. Then you can spend one of those key points to make 2 extra attacks as your bonus act. Call it a flurry of blows. So you could probably kill it if you went over there.
Okay. So with my fast movement, can I make it over there to him?
Is it 35 or 40? I think it's 40, right?
Yeah, whatever your base movement, +10.
Yeah, it's 40 feet. You can make it.
Okay. So I hurry over there. 19.
That's going to be a hit.
6.
Yeah, you destroy it. You managed to... you just beat it into the ground.
Okay, so can I rush back and attack the big one?
Is that a key thing that she can do? Do you know off the top of your head?
There's a step of the wind thing. I don't know if she gets it yet.
I think that's everything you can do at the moment. That was your movement.
No, you can spend one key point to take the disengage dash or disengage or dash action as a bonus action on your turn. And your jump distance is doubled, but you won't be able to attack because you already used your attack.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I guess I'm done, but I took that out.
Probably a good thing.
Diamond.
I'm going to cast Ice Knife.
Oh.
How does that work?
It's 1d10.
I need to roll a dexterity save on this thing, don't I?
I'm pretty sure the first thing is an attack roll.
Mm-hmm.
Make a ranged spell attack against the target. Okay.
14.
That's a miss. Hit or miss, though, the shard then explodes.
Yep.
It's not going to take the 1d10 piercing, but it's going to need to make a dexterity save, which I think it's failed with a 12. What's your spell DC on Diamond?
Plus 3?
So 13?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... Okay, so it's going to take the full damage, I think, right?
Yep. 2d6, I think.
Yeah.
2 and 6.
Not a map.
Okay, so 8 cold damage.
It's like one of my favorite spells.
Is that your turn?
Yeah.
Okay. Creature's not having any luck with this soldier. So with one of its tentacles, it's going to slap Erevan right in the face.
Ow.
I'm pretty sure that's going to be a hit. Where did my thing go? There it is. Okay. Does a 19 hit?
Yep.
You're going to take 4 damage. Its tentacle sticks to your forehead and starts to suck a bit. So now it's got you grappled. And it's Morit's turn.
Well, I'm going to try to swipe at it with my rapier. Well, that's not good. That's 13. That's not enough, right?
No.
All right. Then I'm going to attack it with my cannon. If 12 is not enough, is it?
No, that's not enough either. Erevan.
I fail.
All right. With me being stuck to this thing's tentacle, can I still make a greatsword attack against it?
Yeah.
I'm going to do that. 19 to hit.
Mm-hmm.
11 damage, including the Hexblade Curse. And I use my bonus action to Misty Step. Just anywhere, not here. I'd say over here. Probably going to want to go over there, yeah. I was trying to, like, move not in melee range, but that on the board, that probably wasn't melee range, yeah. Yeah.
As Erevan disappears, Mord and Diamond, you hear from this creature, as it, like, you know, his forehead's no longer there. And it's Salida's turn.
Okay, so rushing over again.
Yeah, you have plenty of movement to get to it.
11.
All right, and you still have another attack, I think. That one's a miss.
16.
That one's a hit.
6.
All right, Diamond?
I'm just going to, like, throw a magic stone at it, I guess.
Okay.
17.
That's a hit.
6.
That magic stone, this thing falls out of this air and lands next to Mord's feet. The nice flump sound, and the tar comes floating out its sides and its various cuts and stuff, and forms itself into a little pool of grossiness.
I spit at it.
Can I collect a jar for, like, further investigation later?
Run away, Cornwallis.
You don't have to say that twice. I'll go tell the people, or tell the, and he's out of here. You do what to it, Diamond?
And we'll put some in a jar to study it later.
You just, like, dump out the ogre spit?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you got yourself a jar of tar. Tar jar.
I thought that was the other guard.
Yeah, that was the other guard, wasn't it?
His name was Tar Jar? The third guard?
No. It was Cornwallis, I thought.
Yeah, Cornwallis, Cornelius, and Tar Jar.
Fair enough.
Dwell on there.
Wait, the Tar Jar is now a guard?
No, I'm just being... it was a very bad joke.
Because it used to be a guard.
Oh.
That's where I thought the joke was. I'm sorry.
I made up a very fake connection to those guards.
Oh.
Where are those from? That's scary as shit.
That's from Star Trek.
Is it?
Yeah, Voyager.
That would have been my guess.
It's those macro viruses. It's 10:30 now, right? This went a bit longer than I expected.
Yeah. Then I won't go AFK if we're going to wrap up.
Yeah, I think we should wrap up.
Yeah, I should go.
Okay. Well, I hope people had fun with their tents.
And tentacle. Erevan, you have a really weird circle on your forehead.
Thanks.
Try rubbing some ogre spit on it.
Wash it off. Ew.